This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. 20 years ago this week, the conductor who helped build the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, Eduardo Mata, died in a plane crash. Tonight, the orchestra honors his memory with a piece Mata conducted at his first Dallas concert. Here are some orchestra members with their own memories of the maestro. In the world of classical music, Mexico City native Eduardo Mata was a youngster when he began his 16-year Dallas run. Mary Reynolds, a first section violinist for nearly four decades, was hired by Mata. She says the then 35-year-old conductor was already a rising star with an RCA record contract to boot.
It was important for the DSO because it was an ongoing contract on a yearly basis, probably two or three records a year. I think that it put the DSO on the map in a very viable way.
Mata brought the orchestra into the new Meyerson Symphony Center in 1989. Reynolds also loved the way Mata interpreted Mexican composers and music with Mexican themes. His Dallas recording of El Salón México is her favorite.
For us, it was really kind of revolutionary to play those works of Moncayo and, of course, the Chavez that we're playing this week, the Sinfonía India, but also the Copland El Salón México. Because with Eduardo, the tempi are just absolutely perfect.
Bass player Clifford Spohr, with the orchestra more than half a century, says Mata also brought a goal of musical perfection.
His legacy is precision. He had us playing so precisely that it would just set the standard for our playing. And we try to live up to that still.
Equally impressive was Mata's calm under pressure. Principal percussionist Doug Howard remembers Mata conducting the orchestra about when he started in 1977. The lead violinist made a mistake, starting a solo early. It could have been disaster.
And without skipping a beat, Eduardo started cueing people to come in one at a time. It was as if nothing ever happened. I mean, the audience could not have known. He didn't allow it to get out of control. He just fixed it on the spot. I went home and I said, this man's a genius.
Mata's tenure with Dallas ended in 1993. He was about to start a new position leading the New Zealand Symphony when he died. The DSO held a memorial concert for him then. Some remember it as one of the most moving events they've ever seen at the Meyerson. This weekend's performances show that two decades later, memories of Mata's passion for music run as deep as the musician's love and appreciation of the maestro. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.